Now at 24 minutes to 9, Darren Frettle is back with sports news. And Darren, there's some breaking news from the FAI.
There is never a dull day when it comes to Irish soccer, Samantha, and another twist in the ongoing saga of the FAI's road to recovery. Late last night, the elected directors of the association issued a statement. They issued a statement independent of the game's governing body, and it doesn't make good reading for interim CEO Gary Owens. Our soccer correspondent, Tony O'Donoghue, who joins me on the line. What can you tell us about the contents of the statement, Tony?
Yeah, well, the unrest within the FAI continued late last night after the 8 football directors released a statement calling on the association's interim CEO Gary Owens to clarify remarks he made at a press briefing on Wednesday. During that press conference, Mr. Owens refuted a claim made by Fianna Fáil Deputy Mark McSherry that a memorandum of understanding with the government that was signed on the 30th of January without it being discussed at a board meeting earlier that day. Mr. Owens claimed that the board members had the opportunity to review what the terms and conditions were and that they did sign off on it. They didn't sign off on it afterwards, they signed off on it beforehand. McSherry is wrong on that, he said. Well, the elected directors late last night stated that on the record, they did not approve the memorandum of understanding standing before it was signed. Therefore, Mr. McSherry's statement is correct. The facts are that they only received a draft copy at 9:02 a.m. on the 30th of January and immediately raised concerns regarding some of the conditions with the chairman, and they received no reply. The elected directors, all from the football constituency, as I say, called on the interim CEO to immediately clarify his remarks. Now, this is quite significant because yesterday, Gary Owens and Niall Quinn were basically telling the wider football community that the memorandum of understanding, which is basically enabled a bailout of the cash-strapped FAI, has to be approved by their EGM, and that EGM has been called for the 31st of August. Next Friday at the Red Cow, all the National Council members are coming together. So it was a question of selling this to the membership, but this is another very serious obstacle in the road, I'm afraid. The infighting continues. It seems it's never-ending at the FAI.
Never ending, never a truer word. Tony O'Donoghue, thanks for that update. David McGoldrick has been named the Player of the Year at the FAI Awards, sponsored by Three. Later today, the Gaelic Players Association will release new figures to highlight a significant rise in the number of players seeking help and support during the COVID-19 pandemic. Damien Lawler has more.
Last week, the GPA reported that almost 1,500 players had been supported by them in 2019. New figures to be released today show that 629 players have already contacted the association for help this year. That's an 8% increase on the period of last year. An Antrim hurler, Neil McManus, was one of those who saw support, and he says the figures reflect the work that the GPA is putting in with players.
Mental health is an area where so many players have received help, and these are past and present inter-county players. A lot of people view them as invincible young adults, and this isn't the case at all. We're more than aware that people and players of our games throughout our communities in Ireland are alive today because of the services that are afforded to them through the GPA.
Much of the talk from last week's GPA's annual report centred on wages for top staff and how almost €450,000 in combined salaries was shared among key personnel. There was also much debate on the GPA's image and why it is negatively perceived by some. McManus, however, says that people need to see the full picture before they comment.
Most people are poorly informed about the GPA and what support is provided until they receive a first-hand account from a member of their own community. Rather than, you know, basing their opinion solely on a few negative column inches that they've read on a Sunday. I know personally the GPA services have had a massively positive impact on my development, and this is benefiting my community as a consequence. And not alone in Cushion Dole, but this is the case throughout Ireland, everywhere that the GAA is living and breathing.
Neil McManus there speaking with Damien Lawler. The USPGA Championship gets underway later today. There was a period during the lockdown when we thought there wouldn't be a golf major this year. There is, albeit a little different. I've been talking to Greg Allen about two of our leading contenders, Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy.
It's really hard to know what to expect, although we have seen on the PGA Tour that golf without spectators kind of works. But for the players, it is difficult. Rory McIlroy has admitted that this is a really difficult environment for him, because he would be one of those players who would have very large galleries following him, and he feeds off the energy of those galleries. And there's no doubt that McIlroy probably suffered more than most. But look, other players have got on with it. We've seen Justin Thomas win at the weekend for his third victory of the season. He is now the rightful world number one. He is the form player in the field. But the man who ran him so close in Memphis in that World Golf Championship event last week, Brooks Koepka, he's just the consummate majors player. He's had four victories since 2016 in majors. He's had five other top six finishes. And he, alongside Thomas, are justifiably the favourites. And McIlroy is flying under the radar. And that might be no bad thing, as he seeks to win a first major golf championship in, what now, five, 6 years? 6 years since 2014, since he won the USPGA. So McIlroy definitely has a chance, but not among the favourites for a change.
Well, Greg, it's the first major to be staged since Portrush last July, 12 months ago. Any chance of back-to-back major wins for the man from Clara?
Well, really, actually, Shane Lowry has a real chance, and I think that's because of last week's performance. He finished sixth in that World Golf Championship event in Memphis. That was his best performance on the PGA Tour since winning the Open Championship over a year ago. And he's paired with Gary Woodland, the US Open champion, and Koepka, the reigning USPGA champion, so he'll feel like he's a real contender.
Stephanie Meadow also in action in America, in Ohio, and finally there's racing at Leopardstown today from 1 o'clock.